Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 11th of June 1971. The title is Signs of the Jewels Who Remain Close to Bap Dada in the Three Worlds. Which group is this? What has this group been decorated as? You are going from here transformed, are you not? What have you been transformed into? When you have your own vision of what you are becoming, you will be able to make others the same. Does this group understand that you are going as spiritual servers? Are all of you considering yourselves to be the servers who are going to your service station, or are you returning to your own homes? What do you think you are returning to? If you are going to your Lokik families, what do you consider it to be there? Is that also a service place, or is just the center a service place? If you consider your home to be a service place, service automatically takes place. Those who are servers have service at every place. Wherever they may be staying, wherever they may be going to, servers will see service at every place, and they will remain engaged in service. They will live in their own home, considering it to be a service place. By keeping service in the intellect, they are easily and quickly able to finish all karmic bondages with the power of this awareness. Since you are returning as servers, you must do service through your every thought. You cannot let a second or a thought go by without doing service through it. Such a person is called a true spiritual server. A spiritual server can also do service to the spirit. That is, the soul, just as a lighthouse does service in all four directions through its light whilst being in one place. Since you remain busy in this way, have you become a lighthouse and a mighthouse? Have you become both? Or have you just become a lighthouse and that you still have to become a mighthouse? To be the embodiment of knowledge means to be the lighthouse, and to be in the yogyuk stage means to be the mighthouse. So, you are going as a knowledgeable and a yogi soul, are you not? Or is something still remaining? Have you decorated yourself fully? Generally, Kumaris are concerned with cleanliness and being beautifully decorated. So here in the Patti also, have you decorated yourself with the decoration of virtues and knowledge very well? Are you leaving here decorated, or do you still have to do something when you return home? You are going onto the battlefield with all the ornaments and weapons. Those who have the weapons and ornaments with them are constantly victorious. A weapon will not allow any enemy to come in front of you. So, are you carrying a weapon that if seen from a distance, an enemy would run away? Have all of you become like this? Are you speaking because of the influence of being in the land of blessings of Madhuban? Or have you truly made yourself fully decorated with the ornaments and weapons? When you go down tomorrow, will your stage remain elevated? Make it so firm that wherever you go, you will constantly fulfill the promise you made to yourself when in the gathering of Madhuban in the court of God. Has each of you applied such an imperishable stamp on yourself? Victory through faith is definite, and those who maintain courage receive help from Bap Dada and all the souls of the godly family. No matter how much others try to make your courage fluctuate, with the power of the promise you made, your foot must not shake even slightly. Which foot? The foot with which you go on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Even if the whole world tries to shake you, you are more powerful than the souls of the entire world. Even if there is the entire world on one side and you alone are on the other side, your power is more elevated because the Almighty Authority Father is with you. This is why there is the praise of the Shiv Shaktis. When Shiva and the Shaktis are companions, what are the souls of the world compared to you? Even though there are many of them, they are not equal to even one of you. You are going from here, having become those with faith in the intellect and those who are able to fulfill the promise with such courage, are you not? You will be given a practical paper, but those who pass in the practical paper pass with honor. Those who pass in this way will become the jewels who stay close to Bap Dada. So, do you enjoy staying close, or do you enjoy just observing from a distance? You will pass with honor. You must have this courage. In order to make this courage imperishable, you must constantly pay attention to one aspect. Instead of influencing yourself with the bad company of others, you must continue to protect yourself. Many types of attractions will come in the form of a paper. However, you must not be attracted to it. You must remain cheerful, consider it to be a paper, and pass it. There are many varieties of influences of bad company. Maya tries to color you with her company in the form of thoughts. So, do not ever fail by having wasteful thoughts or thoughts about the attraction of Maya. And then there is also the company of your relations. In that, there are not only your family relations, but together with the family relations, there is also the company of other relations. The company of friends is also the company of relations. So, don't ever get trapped in the company of any relations. Don't ever get influenced by the words of anyone either. You can be colored in the wrong way even simply through words. You must protect yourself from this too. Then, there is also a bad influence through food. If you get influenced by food due to circumstances or because of the love of any relation, that food will also color you with that company. Therefore, you must protect yourself from this too. There is also influence of company in action. You must protect yourself from this as well. Only then will you pass with honor. If you pass in the paper of not allowing yourself to be colored by any company, then you can consider yourself to have passed with honor. If you are colored by company, you become distant. Then you will not be able to stay close in the incorporeal world, and neither now in the confluence age, nor in the future. Just the influence of company can make you distant from all three worlds. By protecting yourself from the influence of company, you are able to attain the fortune of staying close to the Father in the three worlds, and also in the three aspects of time. Bap Dada calls this group the flock of swans. What is the task and the form of swans? The form of swans is purity, and their task is to constantly imbibe the pearls of virtues. They will never accept the stones of defects in their intellect. This is the power of swans. However, in order to fulfill this task, you continually receive directions from Bap Dada. What are those directions? You also have an image of these directions. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, and think no evil. If you constantly keep these directions in your awareness, you become a true swan and constantly remain seated on the shore of the ocean of virtues, that is, close to the Father. So do not let your intellect focus on anything except Baba, the ocean of knowledge, because swans always live by the ocean. So consider yourself to be a swan and continue to fulfill your promise. Do you understand? You have to learn to discriminate between pearls and stones. What are the stones and what are the pearls? You have become knowledgeful, have you not? Now, we will see what wonders these swans show. A flock of swans attracts others to itself, even against their conscious wish. So, you have to protect yourself from the influence of bad company and keep yourself in godly company. You have to let go of the company of others and keep the company of one. You do not just experience godly company through the physical form, but you must also stay in godly company with your intellect. The intellect should always be in godly company. And even in physical relationships, you must constantly be in godly company. On the basis of this company, you will be protected from the many other influences of company. You just have to transfer it. You have to transform yourself from being fragile and becoming one who shows wonders. You must not show your nature of being delicate, but you just have to become delicate in being able to transform your sanskar. You must not be delicate in actions. You have to be the embodiment of power in this. If you do not constantly have the shield of being a Shakti, then you can easily be hit with an arrow. An arrow is normally shot at a delicate part of the body. Therefore, if you hold the shield of being an embodiment of power, you become an embodiment of power. Then, any arrow of Maya is not able to hit you. You must not be delicate in your actions. In order to mold yourself, you must become real gold. You must show no nature of being delicate through your face, features, or eyes. Whilst keeping all these things in your awareness, you have to pass with honor. The jewels visible in this group are those who will give the practical proof and become the proof, and those in whom there is hope. Each one of you has to go ahead of one another. You must not become happy in seeing others move forward. If you just keep on looking at others, you will become bhagats. Bhagats simply see others, sing their praise, and become happy. You must not become bhagats. You must become the embodiment of knowledge and be yogyuk, a knowledgeable and a yogi soul. Now, we will see the result of the paper. Those who give the practical proof will claim the first number. But for those who are still thinking, Baba will also have to think about giving them the fortune of the kingdom. Those who offer themselves will be offered the fortune of the kingdom of the world by Bap Dada first. If you do not offer yourself, Why should Bap Dada offer you the throne of the world? You must offer yourself and you will be considered great. You must not become a gas balloon. It flies very fast, but only for a temporary period. Here, you must fill yourself with eternal energy. You must not take support of temporary oxygen. Acha Om Shanti.